need to, you know, I'd like to go home, I'd really like to go home. But how many options are there to get to the seaside? You can get the train, you can drive your car, you can cycle on a bike, you can walk. There are many, many options. But our passage this morning starts with a person asking a question. And this person said to Jesus, "Jesus, are only a few people going to be saved? Are only a few people going to be saved?" Now, I wonder why this woman asked this person asked this question. I mean, there are lots of times in my life that I've asked questions and I know that I'm not going to like the answer. How many times have you asked questions when you know you're not going to like the answer? Or the answer that you know you're going to get is not going to be the answer that you want. You know? If you go to somebody for help at work and say, "I'm really stuck, I'm really, like, I'm doing a presentation, I'm really, really struggling, can you help me?" And somebody will go, "Well, I think you've got it." But no, I'm not asking for you to tell me I've got it, I'm asking for you to help me. Like, "No, but I think you're fully capable. You don't need my help." No, I'm not asking you to tell me that I'm fully capable. I'm telling you that I need you to help me. This person who asked this question is saying to Jesus, "Jesus, how many people are going to be saved?" Really what this woman is saying, and I think it is a woman, is saying is, "Lord, am I going to be saved? Am I going to be saved?" Now, Jesus could have said, "Look, don't you worry, you're in. Don't worry about it, you're fine." Yes, he could have even said, "Yes, you're going to be saved. No problem. You follow me, no problem. You're going to be saved." But he doesn't. He answers questions like a politician does. Or, as I said earlier, as my boss does. He answers the question with a riddle. "Lord, how many are going to be saved?" "Well, enter through the narrow door." But that's not, I didn't ask that. I didn't ask what door to go in. I asked how many people are going to be saved. It's all a bit hard and confusing, isn't it? This passage is also told in the book of Matthew. But Matthew makes it very much more easier to understand. I think that Luke was a doctor, so he liked to talk like a doctor. Matthew was trying to write to Jewish people, so Jewish people would understand who Jesus is. And in Matthew's gospel, he writes, Jesus says, "Go through the narrow door, because wide is the way that leads to destruction. The narrow door leads to life." Go through the narrow door. So, it looks like Jesus is telling us that we have a choice. It looks like Jesus is saying, to be saved, we have to go through a narrow door or a narrow road. Now, did everybody get a sweet? Were you happy with your choice? Yes? Anybody think I should have picked a different sweet? No? Oh, well, you're all very wise. Well done, you passed the test. See, it all comes down the choices that we have to make. We have so much choice. Don't mind me, when I was buying those sweets, there were many other sweets that I could buy, but I was running out of time and I needed to buy them fast. And the good thing was I had somewhere to go that I could choose to buy the sweets. We have so much choice over to do with our lives. Now, kids, what have you done with your summer holidays? Have you had choices? Like, Like you can play your Xbox or you can do swimming, you can, you know, you just, you didn't have any choice, you were just told what to do, you had to do it. Is that right? Well, I mean, on my day off, I have a choice. I can either clean my house or go for coffee. I can either go for a run or go out for coffee. I can eat, you know, I can, we have a choice. In the morning, when I get up, I can choose to wear a dress or jeans. I can choose to dress smart or dress like a chav, which is my preference. I can choose to get washed or not get washed. We have so many choices. Some choices are really important. Some choices, like the clothes we wear, if we wash our hair, is not so important. But what we're talking about in this passage is a really important choice. This choice affects our lives very seriously. And we only have two things to choose from. We can choose the wide motorway. And the wide motorway is so attractive because it's really easy to find. And it's big, and most of the time it's straight. And it's easy to drive along, as long as you weren't on Friday afternoon. Because then I'm sure you were sitting in your car thinking, I wish I had driven across country. This is ridiculous. But the wide motorway like that, it's not all as cracked up to be. We think it might be easy, but actually, there are distractions and we can get stuck. Or we can choose the narrow door. See, Jesus said that only a few people find this narrow door. And when I was thinking about the narrow door, I was thinking things like this. When I do a food shop, and I'm trying to carry everything from the boot of my car into the house, sometimes I have got too much stuff I can't actually fit through the door. So if I go through the narrow door, maybe we have to lay some things down. Maybe some of the stuff we carry, we have to set it down, put it away. Sometimes it's quite difficult to find the narrow door. It's difficult to choose it. I mean, look at that door. Who wants to go through there? Not me. It looks difficult to get through. You might have to bend down. You might have to crawl. It's not an easy path. It's a difficult path. And that's why Jesus says not many people pick this path. Because it's not an easy path. But it is the path that leads to life. And let's talk about driving on a road. Now, motorways are good because you can get somewhere quickly. But don't drive with me on a motorway late at night. Because I'm bored and tired. It's so much more fun to drive across the countryside. When I was younger, and this is funny, I come from Ireland, I come from the countryside, and I had a friend when I was younger, and you know, they were all chavs and they loved their cars and they drive really fast around the countryside in their cars. And they say the best time to drive through the countryside at 90 miles an hour is in the middle of the night. Why? Because people have their full beam on and you can see if somebody is coming. During the day you can't see. When you're driving down a country road and narrow road, well, the scenery is amazing. My favourite thing is when I go to Cornwall, is driving down that road and thinking, I'm going to see the sea in a minute. It's coming. I'm going to see the sea in a minute. And you get to a point on the country road where you look out the front of the car and there it is. And that is an amazing, it takes your breath away. And Jesus says that it is a narrow road that leads to a life with him. Actually,
says that he is the door. He is the narrow road. In John, he says, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will gain eternal life. So what if Jesus is that door? What if he is the way into eternal life? What if that is what he was trying to tell the woman who answered the question, who will be saved? He was trying to reiterate what he'd been saying the whole of the gospel, what he'd been trying to teach people. I am the way. There is no other way. You can try to find the other way, but let me tell you something. It's going to end in tears. Because Jesus says, I am the way. You want eternal life? I'm the way. You want an easy life? You can go that way. You want a fulfilled life? I'm the way. You want a peaceful life? I'm the way. You want a life that no matter what you go through, if somebody is beside you all the time, I'm the way. That's what Jesus is saying in this passage, in a riddle. He's saying, I am the way. See, when we decide to go through the narrow door, go down the narrow road, take the narrow path, it means saying, Jesus, you are in charge of my life. It means saying, I will love you and I will trust you with everything that I have, even on the days that I want to go under the motorway. I will persevere and I will stay. It means looking out of our doors. It means looking at the world. It means saying, I see the hurt. And Jesus, I want to go and help with your power in me. Going down the narrow path means looking outside of ourselves and looking to Jesus. It's not easy. This is a very difficult passage to speak on because what I'm telling you is not easy. I'm not saying go to the narrow door and your life will be brilliant. And you'll have all the money in the world and you'll be able to buy everything. That is not what I'm saying here. What I'm saying here is you go through the narrow door. It leads to life. If we think about it, Jesus died on the cross. And on that day, Mary Magdalene and his disciples thought that it was over. I'm sure they had never felt so low. I'm sure they thought all this trouble, all this following, I've given up everything to follow this guy and he's dead. But what they didn't know was that 3 days later he would rise again. And you know that the night always comes before the day, and the Bible says sorrow may last the night, but joy will come in the morning. The narrow door is hard to get through, but it's the one that leads to life. And today we all have a choice to make. Every day we have a choice to make. Every day I have a choice to make. And many, many days, and I will be honest, there are many days that I choose the wide motorway. And like an aggressive driver, people don't want to be around me on those days. There are days when I choose the narrow road, when I persevere. Those are the days that I grew in my faith. And God calls us to do difficult things, and God calls us to go through the narrow door, but God always says, I will be with you even to the end of time. So as I close this morning, I just have one question. I wonder which road you will choose. I wonder which road you will decide to walk down. Just like you picked sweets. There were many good sweets in that bag, by the way. It was a difficult choice. But it's a choice that we have to make. Because it's a choice that will define eternity for us. And not just eternity, our present day as well. Are we going to trust that Jesus is the door? Are we going to trust that when we choose his way, he walks beside us? Or are we going to try and go our own way? We all have to make that choice every day. Let's pray just to finish. Lord, we thank you for your word and for your teaching, Jesus. And this passage has not been easy, Lord. And sometimes the words that you speak to us don't go down very easily, Father. And we just pray, Lord Jesus, that you would help us to choose. Choose the narrow door. Choose your way, Lord. And we thank you that you promise that when we choose your way, it leads to life. And Lord, we pray that by your Holy Spirit, you would help us. Help us to make the right choices in our day-to-day. Amen.